Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And grabbing hold of the reins this morning is Mark McNamara. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Pretty busy on the pace this morning, so we'll rip straight into it. Bathurst had nine races last night, ended up a winning double for Matt and Gemma Roo with Cassius back. And then in race number eight, they actually won on protest with Cristiano Rose, who from side on looked like it was hanging in all over the top of Angel Shark. But as soon as you saw their head on, you thought, oh, no, that's not the case. Angel Shark's lugging up the track. So the protest was quickly upheld. We had the Gold Crown winner from 2017 in Cast a Long Shadow, returning to the winner's list last night, started $64 on the tote. And in the last race, Firehouse made it a winning debut for trainer Melissa here, who joins us online this morning. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Congratulations on the win last night. I guess not unexpected. You did start second favourite.
No, I knew he could handle it pretty well.
He was bred by Alabar. How did you come to find him?
James Ross, I've leased him off him. He was happy enough to take him on for me, and he's turned out well for us.
When did you think, at what stage of the prep, that this bloke actually runs along all right?
Well, actually, that's funny, because I work with Jeb Simpson at Lithgow, and he was helping me out a bit with him, and he just started hobbling along pretty well, and he said, Mel, he said, you've got something here that's, might take you a bit. So, he had a bit of problems at first and had to get the farrier Rob to fiddle around with him a bit, and we think we've just got him right now.
You've stuck strong with Kelly Munro. You've been good to Kelly and given her another winner in a short career last night too.
Oh, look, Kelly's a fantastic driver. She tries to do everything you can if the race pans out right, but, she's fantastic and she'll stick with him.
Is he the only horse you've got in work, or you got two, three?
I've got another little filly that's coming along at the moment, but she's got to travel everywhere with him because, he's just, he can't travel on a float on his own, and he's always calling for her and she just keeps him calm. So, no, they've got to travel together.
And he's pulled up well after the run last night?
He has, yes. He'll have a couple of days off now, being that was his first prep, so to speak. So, I'll have a couple of days off and we'll just keep heading along slowly with him.
Well, may the number ones next to his name continue. Melissa, thanks for joining us and On The Pace this morning. And again, congratulations on that win last night.
Thank you very much.
That is Melissa here, trainer of Firehouse, who knocked off the $1.85 favourite in the last at Bathurst last night with So Am I. Came out of the trail and ran past it, well supported. And the girls Kelly Munro and Melissa here combined to win the last. It was an interesting night at Bathurst last night. We had some false starts, we had an upheld protest, we had some broken gear, driver tipped out, Phoebe Betts quite harmlessly. The horse stayed on its feet, the sulky just got tipped on its side. So all happened at Bathurst last night. Penrith have eight races this evening. The first gets underway at 6:09. Joe Pace is taking a couple to the track and he joins us online. Also, Joe, good morning.
Okay, how are you? I'm good.
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. What about the win by your mare last week, Strike Like Fire? It was a sensational performance. Did you see that coming in track work, or it was a shock to you too?
No, wasn't a shock. I thought she could win at Newcastle the start before.
Jimmy,
but she wasn't driven like she's the best horse in the field. That's the secret to her.
Were they the instructions to Jimmy last week? Just get out and drive her like the best?
Yes. Get to the lead and don't invite anyone to come near her. When they've been getting beat as long as she has, what they do, when a horse sort of heads them, I think they just turn it up. But if she's out free rolling, well, then they can't catch her.
So, again, tonight, you've drawn well from Barry number two. That will be the instructions to Jimmy again.
Well, I don't know if we can hold just Tootsie out. That's got plenty of gate speed, all right? We'll try. I don't think it's any stronger than last week's race, to be honest with you.
Up to 2,125 metres tonight. Is that a worry because she was very good over the short course last week?
No, she's won 13 races now and I think 11 of them's been over the 2,000 metres.
Well, that puts that worry to bed. So that Strike Like Fire. In the last, you've got Smoke and Zach, who's racing pretty well also. Ran third behind the inform. He's a con man last time. He just had no luck with the barrier draw tonight, Joe.
He's drawn out in the boom gate, but the 2,000 metres is going to suit him too. You know, you've got two speedy beginners inside of him, Jack Be Quick and that other horse I think Joe Connolly's got.
That's Glencoe Rain.
Jimmy can slot him somewhere early. He could be the knockout horse at the end of it.
That's what we like to hear. Two really good chances tonight again at Penrith. Joe, may the luck from last week continue to tonight. Thanks for joining us and on the pace this morning.
No worries, buddy. I'll catch you later.
Thanks heaps, Joe. Joe Pace there, who produced that stunning win with Strike Like Fire. Just as he said, driven like the best horse in the race. Jimmy Douglas was up to 5-6 lengths in front with a Strike Like Fire last Thursday night and did have the odds on favourite in Corbo Chasing, but couldn't run down Strike Like Fire, who won by 4 metres. Also have a meeting at Tamworth this afternoon. They get underway at 1:33 with 8 races. Jared Hetherington has a pretty big team and he joins us online this morning. Jared, good morning. Good, thank you. Big team. And you've got many left at home today, or most of them at the races.
Sorry, what was that?
You've got a pretty big team in at Tamworth today. There are many left at home, or most heading to the races?
Well, there's 5 or 6 left at home, mate. But yeah, we've got 6 in today, so yeah, we'll see how we go.
Enough to keep you plenty busy. Rightio, let's get into them. You've got 0.05, who's dropped in grade at its last 2 starts, and you've got him right back in form.
Yeah, look, we won first start and then sort of delicious, just trying to find his way back. We'll strike by
on to race number. Sorry, Jarrett's a really dodgy line we've got. We'll press on and see how we go. Into race number 4, you've got Over the Moon, drawn inside the back row, but it does follow out a Wiedemann horse, and they do like to go forward, so that must give you plenty of hope in the fourth.
Yeah, look, if he's 6 metres back, then an ounce of luck, you should get the cash, but looking at that, if we stay the fence, we might be thinking we'd be 3 back the fence, with possibly his love will hang up the ghost gun.
In race number 6, Splash of Gold's won 2 of its last 3. It's come up with a tough barrier, though. You're drawn out in barrier 6 again like last week, but it is a big drop in grade from that rating up to 90, back to the 65 again this afternoon.
Yeah, look, we put her in the up to 90 last week there, thinking she'd draw better, but she drew the 6 and she had a little bit of a bobble at the start. But, look, she'll definitely be in front at some stage in that race, and I think she's got a little bit too much high speed for the rest of them.
So the work is similar to what it's been, those wins at Tamworth on the 21st of September and the 2nd of October. You must be pretty happy with her by the sounds of it.
Yeah, look, she's going really nice. Her second win there, the time only said 59-1, but, you know, she was three wide for 600 to the lead, and, you know, she really put them to sleep. So back over the mile again today, I think she'll find the front at some stage, and I think she'll just be too strong for them.
That is very confident, race 6, number 6. In race 7, you've got Broadwater, a last start winner at Tamworth, also in a racing 90. That was off the front row. You're drawn off the back line today. Been happy with his work?
Yeah, look, he disappointed in the first start for us, and then probably should have won his next start running around third, but he put it all together last week and found the line really strongly. I think it'll be a fair bit of speed on in this one today, and with an even ounce of luck, I think he'll be coming home very stoutly.
Vinny the Poet, you've got 2 in the last. Vinny the Poet, the first of them. Just had to do too much work last time. The form before that reads really well. Close up in every start prior.
Yeah, look, Vinny sort of, he was running seconds and thirds and that, and he was going good and he was earning, but he sort of wasn't where he had been previously for us. And he's just starting to turn the corner again now. He lost a little bit of top line and changed colour, and he's really starting to get his colour and blossom back. I think he'll be fine in the front there, and he'll be
in
the big show.
And what about Pedrissimo? Can you give us any sort of steer into this bloke off a bad draw?
Oh, look, if they want to be silly, then we know what Pedrissimo can do with a right little run and only have a couple of hundred to go, you know, so we've got 2 live chances there. He's had a little freshen up. He does race best fresh, but it's very hard from off the back line of Tamworth.
Start 100. It'd be lovely to bring up a win at the 100 start point too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it would be. He's a lovely little horse, and We've got some great owners that have been with us for a while, so, you know, it'd be really good for them. But we can't really separate them. You know, Vinny the Pope will be really running them along on that, as his style is. So I think they both get their chance and can't really separate them, Mark.
You're not afraid to travel. You go to Albion Park. You also head down to Menangle. Do you do the trip from Narrabri down to Menangle in one hit, or do you stop somewhere on the way, or stop in Sydney?
We try to get down to Goose Dolphin and stay where the rich get richer.
Do they what?
Goose looks after us, and that we'll have a trip down there shortly. A couple of these horses are just sort of starting to get back to where they should be, so we'll get down and enjoy the pool and the open bar that I've been promised.
Yeah, and watch Takara Truffle. He's pride and joy run around the paddock, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, might be able to have a sit behind on when we're down there.
Yeah, good luck with that. No one else can get close to us, so best of luck with you trying too, Jared.
I don't like my chances either, Mark.
Thanks for joining us this morning on The Pace, and good luck up there at Tamworth this afternoon.
All the best. Take care.
That is Jared Hetherington joining us. So that is On The Pace this morning, Sean. That was a massive push. Race 6, number 6, Splash of Gold. That was very confident from our man Jared Hetherington up there at Tamworth today.